Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Dr. Jones returning your call.
Yeah, hey, Dr. Jones. How are you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine.
Good, good. I got your web registration, and just wanted to kind of touch base with you and see exactly what you're looking for.
Okay, well, we were looking for some working capital to do some expansion and hire some additional employees.
Nice.
And we wanted to at least kind of find out, I wanted to find out kind of what your rates are, all those kind of things, and about perhaps doing some business.
Absolutely. Okay. Let me ask you a few questions first to see if there's anything we can do for you. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year was I think we grossed somewhere about $333,000, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. $333,000. And then this year, are you on track to do the same or a little better?
Probably more than that. We had some staff turnover and all of that, so it had quite a bit of change and all of that. So so we got
change
all
is good.
Staff now. Yeah, change is good, exactly. it hurts at first, but hey, it's fine now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad I did it. So
kind of weed out what's holding you back,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, exactly.
I understand.
We found we had a lot of weeds in the mix and didn't know it.
I understand. What about, are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes,
now?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. And how long have you been in business over there?
Oh, shoot. We opened here in October 2000.
October 2000. Nice. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Okay. Have you gone to a your traditional bank to try and get a loan out with them?
Actually, I have not. Because I have real estate dealings that I've done with the other banks, so I don't really kind of mix the two, if you will. Okay.
I understand. Yeah, we are a private business bank, so everything you do with us, nothing goes on your personal. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's kind of the opposite with us. Everything just sticks
right.
on your business credit. So,
exactly.
So I totally understand that. Did you have an idea of an amount that you were looking for specifically?
Nothing particularly significant. I mean, somewhere in the order of $50,000 to $75,000 at the most.
Okay.
But I mean, it could be less too. You know, I'm pretty flexible. So
yeah, sure. And I'm sure it depends on what the payback would be on that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Now let me ask you: are you looking for because our working capital loans? They're unsecured, okay, so our rates are going to be a little bit higher than a typical loan in a traditional bank. And they're short-term, so to be upfront with you, most of my first-time customers are anywhere between 15 to 24 months is what we're looking at.
Okay.
Is that something that you think your business could handle? Let's just say $50,000, based on the numbers that...
Are you looking at the rate? On that, I mean,
well, that I don't have an exact number on. Mm-hmm. The reason why is because underwriting actually kind of puts all these different factors mm-hmm. together, like your time in business, which is good, your sales, and then your personal credit. How would you rate your personal credit?
Personal credit, fine. Credit score is close to 700.
Right. Okay, good. So you're higher than the average business owner, which is good. So that will help out. So that, because if I tell you a rate, the rate is different between if you borrow for 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15 months, 18 months, 24 months, and then it's factored your time in. So there's just so many numbers. I can't, it's hard to really give you an exact number.
I'm just trying to get an idea of just a, kind of a ballpark, say for instance, if we were doing a 2-year kind of deal. And you're looking at something of that significance, what would be a general ballpark?
Let me see.
You're looking at. Now, are you and how are your payments? Is it drafted daily, weekly, monthly? How is that done?
Yeah, so we do have all three options. We have daily, weekly, mm-hmm. and monthly. At first, for my customers, I always shoot for the monthly, right, because mm-hmm. it's easier for them.
Exactly. I was going to say, because that I tried daily before. I mean, paid everything off, but that was a killer.
Yeah, it can you know, definitely hurt the business if it's not done right. So we always try to go for the higher payment there. Do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. That will help you. So let's say
the only thing I have is just a mortgage, and that's it. I mean, that's my only you know, significant payment that I have to make, and that's only about $2,000 a month. So
yeah, okay. That's
not gonna hurt me too bad.
yeah, and plus you have to because you need that place to be there next month.
Exactly.
Here's what I can do for you, Dr. Jones. If I can get you the application, and if you can get me the documents, I can get you some hard numbers in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and within that 24 hours, after I'll come back to you, and then you and me will discuss the terms, and you can kind of tell me how you feel about them, and then if there's anything we can do, we can try to adjust it, and we kind of try to fit it for your needs.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Cause I'm, you know, right now I'm kind of on the tight budget, given that we had all this new staff and all that going through here. So it's definitely been a change for us. But that would work out fine. And
great.
Give me a little bit of breathing room, you know, and I'll be fine.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that you don't, let's say we get you approved for up to 75, you obviously don't have to take the full 75.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We don't have any prepayment penalties on any of our programs here, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have your email as cdpmanager@hotmail.com.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email with a list of docs that I'm going to need in order to get you the approval you're looking for. How soon do you think it would be before you can get me everything back?
Probably pretty quickly. I was trying to do some things and finish everything by next week if possible. So
yeah, absolutely.
I did fill out something, just like this fax to fund business loan application. I did fill out that portion just to... So we'd have something, you know, some numbers already gathered.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to print out this app with what information's in there. I basically need your actual signature on it, which is why I'm going to send it to you.
Fax number. I think I don't know if I put that in there or not. I can give you that fax number then.
Okay. Would you rather me fax it to you?
Oh, that's right. I'm old school, so I mean, you can send it to me by email. That's fine. That's fine.
Whatever you like, it doesn't matter.
You know, but I'm old school all the way. But that's all right. You know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I accept. I need to change too. I just haven't embraced it like I should.
Well, it's not your first choice, right? Like your brain is programmed to say facts. Oh yeah, I forgot. There's that email thing.
But email's fine. I can print it out that way too. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that, you know.
Hey, that's just how it is.
Come out of my mind is, get that fax. And I'm like,
that's just how it is, you know. At least it wasn't. Let me mail it in the mail.
My age. Yeah.
Well, I have a customer who we were doing this, and he was like, I told him, I was like, all right, I'm going to get this gathered over to you. How long will it take you to get back to me? He's like, well, I'll get it together, and it'll probably take about a week in the mail to get to you. And I'm like, the mail? I was like, are you serious?
I have graduated from that, though, but I admit it. I did the same. So that's funny. That is.
Yeah, so... So I'll go ahead and email it to you first. If for some reason you can't get it, just let me know. I'll fax it over there.
No, because that's what my intention was, to be working on that and have everything completed this weekend. So So I've already gathered quite a bit of information. Like I said, I have everything you need as far as that business loan application information, all the information on there. I have that already gathered.
Perfect.
So
we're okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Sweet. Then I'll send over the application. I need your signature on it, and if you could get me the other items, which is like the bank statements and the most recent tax return, as soon as I get that, you give me 24 hours, I'll have an answer for you, and then as soon as you agree to whatever terms we come up with, we'll get you the money within 24, 48 hours from then.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we'll work fast for you.
Okay, now I know on the tax return, that's I'm just gonna probably cross out my wife's and children information. So,
is it what kind of?
Okay.
Absolutely, but do you have a business tax return?
Oh, you're talking about business tax return. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need any per and your banking. Okay. I don't need any personal. Okay. I need the business checking
business
account.
Tax return. Yeah, I got that. I get that.
Okay. Yeah.
At all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing personal. I don't need any of that personal stuff.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you. All right, Dr.
Yeah,
Jones. Well,
argument.
I already know.
Well, I mean, you know, she's a doctor as well, so it's just kind
of
like
course.
Okay,
personal information.
Kinda keep it,
yeah,
we just try to keep everything kind of separate, you know. So
absolutely. Totally
yeah,
understand.
That'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. So, sounds
very
good.
Well.
And you save my number if you have any questions. Please don't hesitate to reach out.
I certainly will. Okay.
All right. And I appreciate you calling me back, Dr.
Right,
Jones,
no
and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.